Good day, Mike Powers, KWN News. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office is now hiring for multiple positions. Openings include patrol deputies, correctional officers, and sheriff's deputies. Officials say patrol deputies start at $19.36 per hour, with additional pay available for night shifts. Applicants have to be at least 21 years old, have a high school diploma or GED, and be able to pass physical and drug screenings. Deputy candidates must also meet APOST certification requirements and complete a physical agility test, written exam, psychological evaluation, and background investigation. The sheriff's office says the hiring effort is aimed at strengthening public safety across Jackson County. JCSO is an equal opportunity employer, and those interested are encouraged to apply. Jane Dixon has officially announced her candidacy for the District 1 seat on the Dade County Commission. Dixon, a longtime resident of the North Dade community, says she's seeking the position to continue serving and supporting the county's growth. In her announcement, Dixon said she is committed to responsible growth, economic development, and preserving the character of Dade County while ensuring careful oversight of taxpayer dollars. She's lived in Dade County for more than 30 years and has been involved in education, civic organizations, and a variety of community initiatives. The District 1 seat represents the North Dade area, will be on the ballot in the 2026 election cycle. Dixon says she plans to meet directly with residents through her campaign and is asking for their support. A large-scale rabies prevention effort is now underway across North Georgia and over East Tennessee. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is distributing about 1.7 million oral rabies vaccine baits by air and through ground crews through April 19th. Now, the program is designed to slow the spread of rabies among wildlife, including raccoons, coyotes, skunks, and foxes. In North Georgia, the bait is being dropped in Dade, Walker, Catoosa, Chattooga, Murray, Whitfield, Gordon, Fannin, and Gilmer counties and the surrounding areas. And in East Tennessee, the distribution includes Bledsoe, Bradley, Hamilton, Marion, McMinn, Meigs, Monroe, Polk, Ray, and Sequatchie counties. Officials say the baits are safe for wildlife, but residents are urged not to touch or handle them. It's not considered dangerous to pets unless consumed in large amounts, and that could cause temporary stomach issues. If you encounter a bait in an unsafe location, you can use gloves or a bag to move it to a wooded area and wash your hands afterwards. The Walker County Sheriff's Office is investigating a theft at Saddle Ridge Elementary and Middle School. It involved the equipment from an outdoor classroom. School officials say items used in the outdoor education program were taken, leaving educators and students heartbroken. The program, which has been in place for about 8 years, allows students, especially younger grades, to learn outside using features like hammocks, zip lines, and hands-on nature tools. Teachers say the outdoor classroom plays a key role in helping students develop motor, cognitive, and social skills in a unique learning environment. Principal Rachel Hodge says the space took months of planning. It was built with the help of staff and volunteers, many of whom donated their time and their own resources. Officials say the loss goes way beyond equipment, noting the impact on students who relied on the space for daily learning. The Walker County Sheriff's Department is continuing to investigate and asking anyone with any information to come forward. The Braves open a 3-game homestand against Cleveland coming up tonight. First pitch set for 7:20, airtime 6 o'clock tonight here on Classic Hits KWIN. Catch all the action at 101.3, 106.1, 104.3, and 1420 AM and streaming on the KWIN app. Get the latest anytime at discoverday.com. Mike Powers, KWIN News.